ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். மனசோதனம் இஸ் அவர் தீம் அண்ட் வாட் வி ஹவ் சீன் சோ ஃபார் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் அட்மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் டாபிக் இன் அவர் டே டு டே லைஃப் and also in our spiritual life. What we found, that Paramatma Advayananda is in the hearts of all beings, and still our life seems to be full of so many sorrows, which is very strange. The very source of Ananda is in our heart. And why we are so unhappy? Because ajnanena avrutaha, ignorance and so many impurities of mind, they cover that atma swarupa. Now by knowledge ignorance can be removed, but these impurities have got very stubborn nature. They still give trouble. But one principle we must know, the one whose mind is extremely pure and has got the Shraddha and all that, even one Upadesha is enough for that person. So the thought development is like that. If impurities are very, very thick, then even desire for knowledge is not there. When some of them are removed, then by God's grace and all that, a desire can be there. But as we make enquiries, these impurities still obstruct there to gain that knowledge. And even if we gain it, and we have not taken care of our mind, then the abidance in the self-knowledge does not take place. So we seem to get it, we seem to know it, we understand, and still very peculiar problem is there. And we feel, I know it, but I don't know what happens, the force of events, these, that, you know. Again, I'm toppled down completely. Nishtha does not take place. Now, abidance is very important. Nishtha, nitaram nishtha sthiti. Now suppose one say, if nishtha is not there, doesn't matter. No. If that abidance is not there, then you see, earlier, because I did not know myself, therefore I was unhappy, it is understandable. But after knowing that I am Ananda Swarupa and still I am unhappy, what a peculiar state there. Is it a very wonderful state? Therefore now we'll see what happens. See, sloka number 5. Nishtha bhavat paranando jivan muktasya yoginaha சாதகைர்நானுபூயேத விபலம் தர்ஹி சாதனம். நிஷ்டா அபாவாத், இன் த அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் ஃபர்ம் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்மெண்ட் அபைடன்ஸ் இன் தட் நாலேஜ், வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் இஸ் பரானந்தா சாதகை ந அனுபூயதே. That supreme bliss is not experienced by all the seekers. See, when you read the descriptions of the man of wisdom, when I say man, mean woman also. It's not only man has got that prerogative of becoming jnani. Man, woman, young, old, anybody can become that. So it is said, the who realizes that, that person experiences a unique bliss. It's called Jivan Muktehe Vilakshananda. That unique bliss of Jivan Mukti means liberation while living. That ananda is not experienced. Now and then feel very happy also. And now and then feel I am very great. And then suddenly something happens. And you know, the Jivan Mukta's ananda is most important factor about it is, it doesn't depend upon any factor. And that person has no insistence on anything particular. If such a thing is there, then that one is there. Totally at ease with anything and everything, including physical sufferings and wanting. You know, there was a very great person called Swami Ramtirthaya. Most wonderful person. One day he was just walking and he did not see it, and a small ditch was there. So he fell in it. I started laughing. Oh, Rama did not have the experience of falling in a ditch. What a wonderful thing. Today he has that experience. He always will speak about him in third person only. He never say, I. He is Rama. So that Jivan Mukta Purusha, no insistence on anything. Only Nishtha is there in Atma Swarup. It is called Vilakshan Ananda. It is incomparable, unique bliss that Jivan Mukta experiences. So the sadhanas people do, now and then they feel it is there, very good, I have understood. But again something happens. So Jivan Muktasya Yoginaha Paranandaha, the supreme unconditional bliss that an enlightened person experiences, that is not experienced by sadhakas. Then they may feel, vifalam tarhi sadhanam, tarhi then, all our sadhana, whatever we have done, vifalam. Vifalam, one meaning is fruitless. But remember, any person has done any sadhana, it cannot be fruitless. Even little sadhana anyone has done, it never goes waste. But what is meaning is vifalam here is, the final fruit is not gained. That fulfillment that we should be there. Now, you know, what example I can give? You know, at a worldly level, we find sometimes somebody studies architecture and he learns all that. But if final exams he doesn't pass, then what happens? He knows everything and all that, but he cannot sign. Chartered accountants also, you know, they know everything, but they cannot sign the balance sheet and all that. Or somebody has what medicine studies and all that, but if final examination and all that is not done, then that person is not allowed to practice also. And if you are in the United States of America, in one state you have got a license, but if you go to the second state, you can't even prescribe simple medicine. Again, you have to pass something and get specialized. That means what happens. Point is, you have reached up to that. But the final thing is not gained. A degree has not come in your hand, so you can't practice it. This is not a very wonderful example, I know. But what the point is, so much, not that whatever you have studied, it's not on waste. The knowledge is there. You have gained it. But that final touch, you know, that something remains. So for some degree you are working, and that degree is not in your hand. Then, so that cause the sadhana remains unfulfilled, not waste. It is not a waste. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Swalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even little practice anybody has done, that will bear fruit, that will result. But the final, that parananda is not experienced. Therefore what? This purity of mind is necessary. Then the total fulfillment. This is called Jivan Mukti is the final thing in our spiritual sadhana. That is to be gained. So even if mind is not fully purified, it is possible to make inquiry into this knowledge, and you want to get that knowledge and understanding. But for abidance in that. So now let us see like this. Some seekers are such who are already fully prepared from the beginning. So when they gain knowledge, it is at final. Others are there, majority, not fully prepared, but some preparation is there. For many things they understand it. But now for that Parananda experience, you must do something to purify their mind. If earlier it was not done, now do it. Therefore, now let us see. Next shloka. Drudhanishthaikasiddhyartham. Manashuddhirapekshitam. Tadartham sadhaka sarve. Yatantam drudhanishchayaha. Therefore, drudhanishtha ekasiddhyartham. In order to accomplish that establishment in this knowledge, siddhyartham, to accomplish drudhanishtha, firm abidance in this knowledge, manashuddhi apekshita. The purity of mind is absolutely necessary. It should be there. Manashuddhi apekshita. Tadartham sadhaka sarve yatantam. Let all seekers strive. Yatantam is strive for this. Dridhanishchayam, with firm resolve that I have to get this. You know, I gave the example of architecture or the, what you call even the chartered accountancy and all that. I know some persons and all that. That person went on 20 times, but he did not give up and he got the final. The other one also, a lady was there, and then she thought I was giving up, you know, that in America they call CPA, I think, CPA, CA, we call CA, you know, Chartered Accountant. Yeah, I don't know, want to know, I want to give up. I said, try once. And she got it. So don't give up. Don't quit. They say, when the going gets tough, the tough keep going. Majority leave. Some fight till they finish, and some take the first flight. run away immediately. No. What is that firm resolve? It's a very beautiful sentence statement in Sanskrit. Deham va patayami, karyam va sadhayami. Either I will accomplish this or I'll drop dead. But till last moment, I'm not going to give it up. That's called the firm resolve. So, in order to gain abidance in that knowledge, so that you gain that experience parananda of man of enlightenment, strive and firm resolve. Now here that striving is very important. It's not a physical kind of thing, you know, push-ups and then, you know, No, it is not of that type. We'll see now that. What kind of effort we have to put forth? Effort, but what is the effort? When you say you must strive hard, what is that striving? The nature of striving, all that. Now let us see. Manashuddhikaraniha. Sadhanani vadantiha. Yadnyo danam tapaschaiva. Japastirtham vratastatha. So now someone said, now I understood. What you understood? The most importance of this purity of mind. And I am fully resolved. Now, but please tell me what to do. What to do? What is that sadhana? No goal is achieved without a means. But the nature of that means will be determined by the nature of the goal. Understand? What is the goal and what is the nature? So somebody said, I want to study physics. Very good. And what sadhana he does? Pranayama. Pranayama, breath control, that is not the means for studying that. One man said, I have been attending our Chinmay Mission study class very regularly. Acha. Then what? But I never got promotion in my office. Attending study class is not the means of getting promotion. Tell me, did you work there or not? No. So the sadhana and sadhya must be understood. Now the purity of mind you have to gain. So the sadhanas, many sadhanas are given there. Now, as pointed out here in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, even now the fourth chapter also, the first day also, Swami said, no, there are 12 sadhanas and all that, yajna and all. So now here few of them mentioned. But the means we'll see later. It's called yajnaha. Yajna, the moment we hear the word yajna, immediately in front of us, yajna kunda arises. The flames are, That's what our idea is there of the moment we hear the word yajna. But we'll see what it is. Danam. You know danam? Yes, which we never want to do. I given one incident of that in my book also. One Swami reached one place and nobody was giving him accommodation in the house. Then somebody said, there is a haunted house, haunted. A bhoot bangla hai. Nobody lives there and nobody, you can stay over. He was so tired, so he went there. Morning when he came out, there was a crowd to find out whether he comes out alive, in what condition he comes out. So he came out. He was looking very fresh. The Swamiji, how wonderful, I had a very good night's sleep, you know. Did you happen to see that ghost? Yeah, you saw ghost. Then what happened? I asked for donation for my ashram, he ran away. Dana. Anyway, we'll see what is dhanam also. Yadnya dhanam tapaha, our dhana. Tapaha. No, whenever we hear the word tapas, wow, we're afraid. The very word penance, austerity. Then we always have to stand on your toes, raise hand, looking at the sun, or fire in front, fire behind, fire right side over you. Tapas. Yes. The moment we hear these words, this kind of pictures, you know, come out. If that kind of sadhana is there, namaste. You know, I am quite good as I am. I will cry for some time, I laugh for some time. That is enough for me. Yajno dhanam tapaschaiva. Gita says, Bhagavad Gita, I mean. Yajno dhanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. They are purifiers. Japaha. Japa. You know japa? Chanting the name of with a mala. And again, I see how much is remaining now. The moment we are like a japa. Tirtha, Tirtha Yatra, I like. Now, a Tirtha Yatra means, you know, earlier Tirtha Yatra means that lot of preparation. Nowadays, preparation means your cell phone should be there, video, all photos, and then when you go sit down there, ask someone, take my photo, huh? I am sitting on the bank of Gangaji. And I see, if they go on Tirtha Yatra, I don't mind. But they take all pictures, I have to see them. Tirtha Yatra. Vratam. Vratam. Vratam is taking a vow, you know. Vratam is upas. And the people come and tell me, Swamiji, today is my Somvar. I said, my also Somvar only. It's not mine, not Mangalvar. No, Swamiji, you don't understand. Somvar, I observe that day, you know, of fasting. Huh? Today is my Somvar. So, mera bhi to Somvar hai. Tatha. So, yadnya, dana, tapa, japa, vrata, irtha. All these are sadhanas. And people go on doing mechanically all this also. But now let me tell you very briefly. Then the main topic of that will again study what is sadhan. Because see, even these things also will have to be understood. So, yajna, dana, tapa, these three words come quite often in the Bhagavad Gita. So tapas is not a standing on one leg or anything like that. Tapaha means, one Mahatma said very nicely, the opposite of that word is pata. Tapa, pata. Pata means to fall down in Sanskrit, pata. Any effort that you make to rise from your state of fallen state. It's called tapas. Acha. The one meaning. Tapas is called as the single pointedness of our senses and mind. See, our eyes are here, mind is there. No. Single pointedness of the senses and mind. All they were focused on one. That is called tapas. Then what happens, you know? There is a lot of conservation of energy. Conservation of energy. Now, you know, the sunlight and rays are scattered. But if with the help of a lens, you know, if you focus, then what happens? How much heat is created and all that. So the creation of energy, conservation of energy, physical, mental and all that, you know, that is called tapas. Now, lot of energy is there, conservation energy is there, but it should be utilization also. Because only energy, then what happened? Blast. No. So that all those energies which you have conserved, they should be channelized in the right field of work. That is called yajna. A yajna, very word itself means yaj, means to worship. So all that resources we have mobilized. So tapas is a means of mobilization of resources, art called conservation of energy. And then the utilization of that conservation in the right direction. And the Bhagavad Gita says very beautifully, yajna means what? Whatever your duties are, you perform them as yajna, as worship of God. That's called yajna. Not only swaha, swaha, swaha. That is there, no doubt. That yajna also is there. Home, havana, rupas, yajna also is there. But there also is you are propitiating God only, no? So therefore, with all your resources, all your energies, perform your duties as worship of God, that is yajna, it will purify your mind. That will seem more and more. Okay, now, just sing the name of the Lord. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol, Hari. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol,
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari
bol, Mukund Madhav Govind. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari Hari bol. Mukund Madhav Govind bol. Keshav Madhav Govind.
Hari Bol, Hari Hari Bol. Mukunda Madhava Govinda Bol. Govinda Bol. కృష్ణచంద్ర భగవానకి జయ. శ్రీ సద్గురునాథ్ మహారాజకి జయ. ఓం పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం.